A deadline is rapidly approaching to determine the future of the Navajo Generating Station in far northern Arizona. The coal-powered plant could be closed next year, potentially leading to the loss of many jobs on the Navajo Nation. Late last week, though, news emerged there is a legitimate interest from at least one buyer, but the odds still seem long that a deal will be reached. Joining me with the latest is Ryan Randazzo, who covers energy for the Arizona Republic. Ryan, who is interested in buying NGS at this point?
Well, the interest is coming from investment firms, and even the people that have met with them aren't willing to comment on how serious that is. So there were about 16 companies initially that signed non-disclosure agreements, which allowed them to review the finances and operation statistics of the plant. And it was unclear then if these people really wanted to purchase the power or they just wanted to take this rare opportunity to look at how another plant performs and maybe benchmark their own power plants off of the performance of NGS.
Since it's been so difficult to actually come up with a final deal for something like this, obviously there must be some red flags or some concerns. What are the risks and rewards potentially for another buyer?
I think the biggest risk right now is finding someone who would take the power. The current owners say that it's not economical, so the risk would be that someone would come in and run the plant and not be able to offer power at a competitive price. There's a stigma around coal. I think we're all well aware of that, its contributions to climate change. But the utilities that are participating in the plant today still use coal in their systems. They're just saying that that plant is not economical. The biggest customer is the Central Arizona Project Canal. They said that they will buy some power from that coal plant in the future if someone buys it, but they're not going to buy all of their power from that coal plant in the future. So that seems to really be the biggest risk, is that there's just not a market for the power unless someone can figure out a way to run it much more economically. The concern, I think, with investment firms like the ones that were sort of outed last week with these emails that were made public, is that they would try and make it economical by slashing expenses. And I'm not sure exactly how you do that, but would you cut corners that would maybe cut wages or use contract workers instead of the full-time employees? There's a lot of concern with how an investment firm like that might operate a plant.
And Ryan, to what extent is it significant that Governor Ducey earlier in the session signed legislation exempting coal used at the Navajo Generating Station from the state sales tax? Did he do that in hopes of helping that tempt a new buyer to buy NGS?
Well, it was one of many concerns a new buyer would have. There's a dispute over whether that coal should be taxed anyhow because of the way it's mined on tribal lands and whether or not that coal should be subject to state sales taxes. Peabody Energy has been disputing whether or not it should be taxed for a few years, and they thought, well, if we could end this dispute now, that would take one of those risks off the table for a potential buyer. Lawmakers, of course, are more than happy to do whatever they can to try and preserve that plant, and the governor as well. If they thought it would help at all, they were going to do it, and so they passed that bill and the governor signed it. But the interest in this meeting that I wrote about over the weekend actually occurred back in the beginning of April, where these investment firms came to Arizona and met with the Central Arizona Project to talk about possibly buying some of NGS power post 2019 if they purchase the plant.
Based on what you've read, based on people you've talked to, based on all the coverage you've done of this story, what are the chances of a sale at this point?
I would say it's not looking very good, only because we are so late in the game. And if someone were to buy it now, basically what SRP is saying is it would really be a rushed deal. And they're not interested in doing that. They're only going to they'll convey the plant to someone who will run it beyond 2019, but they're not going to get into a potential sale with a buyer who might not have the finances or the ability to run the plant after 2019. And because no one of that caliber has come forward yet, I'd say it's a pretty slim chance that they find a qualified buyer who can navigate all of the hurdles required to take over that plant in the next year and a half.
Ryan Randazzo covers energy and, as of late, the state capital as well for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Ryan, thank you.
Thanks a lot.